This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The show now. You can watch the show now on the Team 980's YouTube page. Subscribe, chat, and join the action. Just search Team 980 on YouTube. Joining us right now is my good friend Steve Sands from the Golf Channel from NBC. He's in Augusta where the Masters gets underway tomorrow. And is it fair to say that the biggest story with respect to the actual play on the course is, can Rory do it finally?
I think the biggest story is Ovechkin breaking the record and Willard leaving Maryland.
I know you want to talk about that.
You want to talk Masters.
But you told me you only had 15 minutes.
Well, I mean, I only got about 12 minutes, actually. But, yeah. look, McIlroy's trying to do something, Kevin, that only 5 men have ever done in the history of the sport. And this is his 11th try. 11th try since winning the Open Championship in 2014. He also won the PGA that year, but he had already won a PGA. So since 2014, when he won the Open Championship, he's been coming here ever since, trying to achieve the rarest of all feats in this sport. And the other 5 guys who have done it, Kevin, the most it took them was 3. This is his 11th attempt at Augusta. The pressure is rising, and no question, it's the number one story here this week.
If he wins because of what?
If he wins, it's because he played the golf course the way you're supposed to play it. And what I mean by that is he's an aggressive player. And plenty of players have won here playing aggressively. Phil Mickelson won it 3 times, aggressive player. Arnold Palmer won it 4 times, aggressive player. But the greatest of them all, Jack and Tiger, won it 6 and 5 times, playing it conservatively. And as the course has evolved through the years, the better chance you have of being there on Sunday is not making really bad mistakes. And mistakes here happen when you play too aggressively. And Rory McIlroy, I think, Kevin, has figured out his formula. Whether he can handle it, whether he executes the game plan, who knows? But the game plan this week is the correct one.
Does he have to front run his way to a Masters green jacket? Meaning, if he's in a close, needs to make a 4 foot downhill, can he deliver in that spot versus getting out and staying out in front?
Well, remember when he had his best chance to win the Masters, he had a 4-shot lead going to the final round in 2011, and he played terribly, shot 80. But then he came back in the next major championship play down the street from where you are right now at Congressional and won by 8. So he is a front runner. He is a guy who can boat race the rest of the field and just pummel them. But he's also won it the other way as well. Now, there's some scar tissue issues when you're coming to Augusta, when you're Rory McIlroy, because of what's happened here in the past. But also, remember, a couple of majors ago at the U.S. Open at Pinehurst, he missed a little putt at 16. He then missed a little putt at 18, ended up losing to Bryson DeChambeau. Had all the chances in the world at St. Andrews a couple of years ago and couldn't make a putt. Hit the ball beautifully, but couldn't make a putt. So if the putter cooperates this week with the game plan that I know he's trying to implement and being a little bit more conservative and not being so aggressive, not going after every single flag stick, because if you miss the greens here, Kevin, you get really punished. The greens are tough enough. If you miss them, it's really, really punishing. If the putter is just in the microwave and warms up, doesn't have to be blazing hot, just needs to get warm, I think McIlroy could win the Masters.
Steve, if he did win, how popular on tour would the win be?
Oh, immensely. He's one of the most popular players, if not the most popular player in the world. As far as the PGA Tour in the United States, I mean, I probably would put Jordan Spieth there because he's American, and that's got nothing to do with him being Northern Irish. I mean, we have no problem with the Northern Irish, but people like their own, you know. In South Africa, they like South Africans. In the UK, they like the UK. In America, they like Americans. So Spieth is probably number one as far as popularity, but McIlroy is such a global figure, such a global icon in this game. It would be a massively, massively popular win in the sport. And especially here, Kevin, they would love to have McIlroy be a guy who comes here for the rest of his life, host the Champions Dinner, and be celebrated as a Masters champion. The only guy who's ever won the career Grand Slam here at Augusta was Gene Sarazen in 1935. All right, and Masters was a little different back in 1935, Kevin, than it is now in 2025. Augusta National would dearly love to have Rory McIlroy win.
All right. The betting favorite is Scottie Scheffler. It would be his third in 4 years, right?
Yep.
And he's just 28 years old. Is so the chances that he does it again here?
Oh, man. The chances are great. He is trending in the right direction. He does not have a win this season on the PGA Tour. McIlroy has two. It's the first time he's come to the Masters in the last few years without a win on his resume. But he's trending in the right direction. He's playing better. He played well a couple of weeks ago in Houston. I talked to him for a long time on that Wednesday during the Pro-Am on the practice putting green, and he has good vibes. He has good familiarity, a comfort level on this golf course that most players in the field do not. He's trying to do something this week, Kevin, that only Jack Nicklaus has done, win three Masters in a four-year span. That was in 1963, 65, and 66. So you're talking about some amazing players before and after Jack, and no one's ever done it. So the odds are in his favor as far as the betting favorite, but the odds would not be in his favor as far as, you know, only one person ever doing it. And this is the 89th Masters. So it's rarefied air that Scotty is looking to join this week.
John Rahm won 2 years ago. I didn't realize this until before the show today. I knew that he had not played well, live, et cetera. He's ranked 80th in the world right now. How did that happen?
Yeah, we joked about that on the air yesterday on our show. Live golfers do not get world golf ranking points. The only time they get world golf ranking points is in the major championships. When you play a regular live event, you receive no points. It's a 2 year cycle, a 1 year cycle. And once you start cycling out his Masters win, his U.S. Open win, his multiple wins on the PGA Tour, his multiple wins around the world, then all of a sudden, you know, your number just keeps dropping. Now, there are not 79 players in the world who are better than John Rahm. He'd probably be ranked fourth or fifth right now, even though he hasn't played amazing golf in the last, you know, 12, 18 months. He still has some wins, and he still has performed well on LIV. He just hasn't performed well when official world golf ranking points are on the line. And he also had an injury last year at Pinehurst and had to withdraw. He didn't even play in the U.S. Open. So that's why his world golf ranking has dipped all the way to number 80. But ask anybody on the planet whether they're a golfer or not, and they'll tell you there is zero chance that he is the 80th ranked player in the world.
We're talking to Steve Sands. He'd much rather be talking about Ovechkin, but I want to talk golf. We can do that next time with you, maybe pre-draft. That would be the NFL draft. What's the course like, weather expectation, and give me the winning score?
The weather's fantastic. A lot of rain on Sunday and Monday, about an inch and a quarter, but this golf course drains very well. It has a sub-air system. This course will be fiery tomorrow. If it doesn't rain early Friday morning, which the forecast is getting better, no storms or anything, but just a little bit of moisture. If we can get no rain the rest of the week, it'll be the first time in quite some time that the weekend at the Masters has been firm and fast. The golf course is in pristine condition. It looks great. It's playing great. And it is drying out since all that rain. Once the golf course was closed at 11:25 a.m. on Monday, it rained all the way through the night on Monday, but it was completely dry yesterday. It's completely dry today. There's very little humidity. There's a little bit of breeze. The golf course will dry up. I think the score will be somewhere in the low teens. I think somewhere 13, 14, 15 under. I think there'll be good scores early, on Thursday and Friday, and then we'll see how, you know, much they want to ratchet things up. They have an ability here, as you know, Kevin, to manipulate, not in a bad way, but manipulate the golf course as far as the moisture and the firmness and hole locations and all those kinds of things. So I think we'll see some good scores tomorrow, good scores on Friday. And then I think it's, you know, hang on and can you handle the pressure on the weekend? And I think 14 or 15 under right now would be an amazing score.
All right. Give me your winner and then give me some of the guys that you really like as potential sleeper winners come Sunday.
Our buddy Scott Van Pelt and I had lunch together in the clubhouse on Monday, and we talked about this for a long time. It's his time. He's been punished enough. He's gone through enough. It's been a long time, but I do think Rory steps up this week and gives himself the best opportunity he's ever had to win this thing coming down the stretch on Sunday, and I think he closes the deal. I think Rory wins. I think Scotty's going to play well. I think Russell Henley, if you're going to go a little bit off the board, I think Will Zalatoris, if you're going to go a little off the board, Sepp Straka, if you're going to go a little off the board. But the horsepower, the names that are recognizable to everybody, I think Rory wins. I think Scotty could be a silver. And I think Colin Morikawa will be right there on the podium as well. But I do think at the end of the day, we're going to have a sixth career Grand Slam winner, and McIlroy is going to get to the finish line.
Can I give you one player that I think could play well this weekend? He's played well recently. He obviously is comfortable here, as a previous winner. Could Sergio Garcia play really well this weekend?
Whew, man, he is familiar with the golf course. He's very comfortable here, Kevin. And familiarity and comfort matters more here than anywhere else in the world of golf. I just don't see it with Sergio. I'm just not sure LIV is preparing a guy like Sergio at this stage of his career to perform well at a Masters. I think Bryson, Joaquin Niemann, Brooks Koepka, I think those guys could play well here and give themselves a chance. Certainly Joaquin Niemann and Bryson. But Sergio, Kevin, he's playing okay. But that's a different world out there than it is coming here to playing this kind of golf. And I just don't see it with Sergio. But you could be right. I mean, he's a Masters champion, never discounting his opportunity. But I just don't see it this week.
All right. You got anything else or do you got to run?
No, that's it. I mean, Ovechkin, 895. We got the Skins getting ready to, you know, pick some more players. And we've got Maryland with a new coach. I mean, there's a buzz in College Park. So, I don't know. You know, the Nats stink. Here we go.
You want me to ask you real quickly the question we ask callers in the first hour?
Sure, let's hear it.
You got 5 championships to experience, to witness, to enjoy for the remainder of your life. DMV teams, pro and college, divvy them up. Yep. How would you want to see it lay out?
Oh, I'd like to see the Skins win one. I'd like to see the Terps win another one. I'd like to see Ovechkin and the Caps win another one and then have Ovechkin retire kind of like John Elway did. It'd be great if it was back-to-back like Elway, but, you know, break the record, win a cup, and then say ta-ta. That'd be great. So what's that? That's 4 titles. So Maryland,
we got
Caps,
3. Skins, Terps, Skins, Caps.
That's 3. I mean, look, I'm with you, man. I love the Wizards. I love the Bullets my whole life. I'd love to see them be relevant again. The Nats are the newest of them all. So I would say Skins 2, Terps 1, Caps 1, Wizards 1. I'd be a very happy man. The Nats already won a title, and that's fantastic. So let's go Skins.
You know, you mentioning the Ovi factor, it's interesting. Everybody did. There's this sense that he needs another cup for his legacy.
You know, I mean it would certainly put him in a different stratosphere, but I do think that in people's minds, I think having won one is the most important thing. This is not Dan Marino. This is not Charles Barkley. This is not like that. He got his title. You know, Charles Barkley is an all-time great player, but people say, oh, he didn't win a title. So, you know, come on now, in a team sport. And the same thing with Dan Marino. I mean, Alex is not in that category. So to me, he's already surpassed in the last 5-6 years of being a better player than Sidney Crosby. I used to think Crosby was a better player and Ovechkin was a better goal scorer. I actually think Ovechkin's just a better player, has had a better career. And Crosby's won 3 Stanley Cups and Alex has only won 1. So yeah, I'd love to see him win another. It's kind of like Aaron Rodgers, kind of like quarterbacks who win 1. You win that second one, It's just puts you in a different category when other people are looking at your record. But I think Ovechkin's legacy is so intact. You and I chatted about this the other day on a text. He's the greatest athlete, not in our lifetime. He's the greatest athlete in our city's sports history. And it's not even close. No offense to Sammy Baugh and Walter Johnson. I was always a Darryl Green guy. But Ovechkin has had a beyond belief career. Never a problem off the ice. Never a contract problem. Has been a leader, has been a captain, has won a title, has never worn another uniform, has never been an issue with anybody. Fans love him. Young kids love him on the team. The veterans love playing with him. He gets ovations on the road. He's handled this chase with grace and class. Gretzky has celebrated it because of who Ovechkin is and how great of a player he has been. I mean, the guy he's the Derek Jeter of DC sports. He's had a perfect career. He's never been an issue, ever, on or off the ice. That says a lot about Alex as a person and as a player. For my money, he's the best athlete we've ever had in our city's history.
You know, it's interesting in thinking about him in 2018 and the 10,000-pound weight that was lifted from his shoulders. If Rory wins on Sunday, it'll feel the same way.
100%. 100%. And it's an individual sport. Team game's a lot different. But if he wins this, it was like Federer winning the French Open finally after all those years and getting the career Grand Slam. It's the one thing missing on his resume. Now, 11 guys, Kevin, have only won three of the four. I don't mean only in quotations, but three of the four. So, he's not in rare company there. Other guys have done it. But if he does achieve
that long Grand Slam, yeah, it's the long wait, the talk of it for so long, the building up of, oh my God, is he ever going to win another major, let alone at Augusta? It would have to feel for him like, I mean, the reaction, I hope we get to see it. I hope you're right.
I know you got to run. Thanks. The long wait, the anguish, the anguish, Kevin. I mean, are you kidding me? It would be a very, very cool thing to see him do it. Just like Federer when he won at Roland Garros. You know, when you've gone through the pain of not getting that last one, I think everybody would celebrate it if he actually closed the deal this week.
You know, in you mentioning, and you do this sometimes, you mention things and I'm like, I don't really remember Federer winning the French and it being that big of a deal. I remember McEnroe blowing a two-set and up a break lead against Lendl to win in Paris, and he never got close again. But I don't remember. To me, this feels like it would be much bigger than what Federer, who, by the way, was just winning majors every year. You know, like the part of this is because it's been so long since Rory's even won a major.
Yeah.
And we thought he'd have 10 by now.
He finished 2014 as a two-time major winner that season.
Yeah.
Four majors in a four-season span, and he still is on four. Brooks Koepka has won five majors, Kevin. Since Rory won his last, he's played 38 majors in his prime without a major championship victory. It's time for Rory to, you know, take another sip of that cup.
Hope he gets off to a good start tomorrow. Enjoy it. Thanks for doing this. I know you're busy. Appreciate it.
Oh, anytime, Kevin. Anything for you, bud. Go
Steve Caps. Sands, everybody. Golf Channel, NBC, Masters starts tomorrow. Yeah, this is one of those things in sports right now. Rory winning another major. You know, maybe Ovi winning another cup, but at least he has one. What else right now is a massive weight on the shoulder of either a player or a coach? Think about that right now. 301-230-0980 if you want to weigh in. What's the biggest weight being carried around by a player or coach in terms of winning a championship? In the case of Rory, it's winning an individual golf major, and the Masters would be the one. But who else is suffering from the pressure of, you know, getting into that spot and winning a championship? If you want to weigh in, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. I'll have a short list for you when we come back. Do want to mention that right now, Window Nation's got a phenomenal deal going on. If you've been thinking about new windows, I recommend Window Nation. Give them a chance. All I'm asking is call them at 866-90-NATION or go to windownation.com, mention my name, and they'll come out and give you a free estimate. So there's no risk. You'll actually find out which windows in your home need to be replaced. But if you decide to move forward with them, know this. There's no better service company out there in that industry than Window Nation. They've got over 20,000 five-star reviews. They've got a 96% customer satisfaction rating. Their windows are among the most insulated the industry provides, and they give you a lifetime warranty on those windows. And when it comes to cost, how about this deal? Four free windows with every four purchased, with no money down, no payments, and no interest charged for 2 full years. If you buy a house full of windows, you'll get a free entry door for free for every four you buy, and you don't have to pay a cent until the year 2027. Call them now at 866-90-NATION or head to windownation.com.